So I'm with Davo after a 4-2 defeat away at Uxbridge. Davo, just talk me through your thoughts on the game as an overview, really.
Bitterly disappointed, really. We gifted them the game today. We weren't up to scratch in the first half. Gifted them two goals. They took full advantage of that. Give ourselves a mountain to climb. And then in the second half, we were a lot better. We managed to get ourselves back in the game, although we did go a third goal down. Good bit of play from them, and again we gifted them that goal, really. Then we took the game by the scruff of the neck, got a couple of goals back, but the mountain was too big to climb in the end, and we lost the game with a fourth goal late on.
And you say gifted in the game. I mean, up to sort of 35 minutes, you look well in control of the game. You look well in the game, and then suddenly 10 minutes later, you find yourself 2-0 down at half time. A little bit hard to take, maybe?
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't think we played well in the first half at all. But you think, we'll get to half-time, quite a strong wind against, get at half-time level, and you think, you know, we're in business. But we conceded a first goal, absolutely ridiculous, from Simba. Make a handball in the box. I don't know what he was doing. He's apologised, but I truly don't understand what he was doing with that, which has absolutely killed us. So we go a goal down. And then a second goal, we've got a corner. It went short, went back to me. The lads tackled me, and then he ran the length of the pitch to score. Or they broke the length of the pitch to score 2-2, and we're 2-0 down. So there's not much we can do about that. Two very poor goals. The second one right on the stroke of half time, and we've got a mountain to climb, as I said.
And as you say, a mountain to climb, but you came out the second half. Obviously, you go that third goal down, and then you start to get back into it. And, you know, I suppose watching the game, you think there might be a little comeback on here. Sort of thoughts on that?
Yeah, definitely. As I said, they got the third goal, which was, again, poor play. We're trying to play from the back. There is times where it's just got to be put into corners, and that was one occasion. Centre-half's brought it down, giving it away, giving it to the lad who's played in Woods. Woods was the difference, their striker's the difference between the two teams. If he was on our team, we win the game. But absolute simple as that. And his pace and his ability got in, and he got a third goal. And then, like you say, we got ourselves back in the game. We kept playing. All credit to the lads. We'd made changes. We brought three subs on. They all made a difference. And we got the penalty for a good bit of play down the right. Got cut back. Hawley's had a shot. The lads handballed it. I tucked the penalty away, so that's 3-1. Then we got a second goal from... You have to remind me on that one.
Second goal was from Rob Carr.
Rob Carr. Good bit of play from Rob Carr. Sorry, Rob. Apologies. He's picked up the ball out wide, come inside a few players, unleashed a shot, which hit the post, inside the post, and gone in. And you think, yeah, you know, we're well in this game. And unfortunately, we created two or three chances, which... We didn't do well enough. We weren't clinical with it. We didn't punish them with the good bits of play that we were doing. We should have been level, and instead, we give them a chance to close the game out with a fourth goal really late on. Again, poor defending. They've got a fourth goal, and we've given them 3 points.
And I know you said
I say giving them 3 points. They did. You know, they're not a bad side. That's a bit to discredit them, but we gifted them or gave them an opportunity to pick them 3 points up too easily.
Okay, and obviously you said Woods was the difference between the two sides, but we spoke to Ben White, Chalky, last week, the sort of talisman that was last year, and he was back in the fold today. I noticed you started him. You pleased with him, his performance?
Yeah, there's a lot more to come from him. He's a good player. He tried a few things which maybe he wouldn't have done if he was a bit sharper and had played a few more games, but yeah, he's a good player and he'll get better and better, so I've got no concerns about him, but... Yeah, it wasn't his best game, but he makes a difference. He's a good player.
And Hawley obviously back today after injury.
Delighted for him. Delighted he come back, and he did what he does. He gets around the pitch. He tries to make tackles, and he'll improve us as well.
And I suppose attention's turned now to next weekend, the FA Cup. Obviously, you've got Tuesday training and Thursday training, and then straight, as I say, into the FA Cup. You've got to be excited about that.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Bradshot are a good side. I've seen them play a couple of times actually. They had a really good end to the season. They've kept the team together, and they'll be a test for us. They beat Camberley. We watched that game as well, and we were really pleased that they won that game, because it was a bit nasty if, was the report that I got from the lad who watched it for me. And we were really pleased that they won the game. That's not to say that we think that's an easier game than Camberley, but we had our issues with Camberley in the cup, so I was pleased that Badshot got through, because it'll be a more pleasant afternoon. But they'll be all blood and thunder and trying to win the game. It's an FA Cup, and they'll be absolutely buzzing to try and beat us. So we need to be on our game, and if we're anything off of our game, then we'll come unstuck. But I've got every faith that the lads will work hard this week and be ready for a big weekend football for us. It's massive to try and win some money for the football club. You know we've got, well, I'm not going to go into the finances, but everybody knows that we haven't really got money to play with, and a little run in a cup could give us a chance to give some lads bits of expenses or a bit more money to get to these places. You know, they travel everywhere on their own backs, like today, sat in the M25 for hours and they've all got here, so it'd be nice to get some money into the club to reward the lads and also the prestige of it. So fingers crossed we can pick up something good next week and a good positive result.
Well, disappointing today, but best of luck for next Saturday, and I'm sure you'll pick things up.
Cheers, mate.